Got that little ding and shit at the end.
I thought that was a stroke of genius on my part. I was just kind of like, because I liked that little song that I got from a free music site. And then I was like, oh, you know what this needs? It needs a little microwave ding at the end. That would be super funny.
Yeah, so we went out last night. So we're still kind of thrashed from last night. We had a good time. So I was going to do like, she's like, well, we got to stream something. And I was going, well, it's got to be something that's relevant, but something that's kind of simple. All right. So this is going to be a fast one.
He's going to pull a fast one.
This is going to be a fast one. You can make ice cream. We used to make ice cream all the time when I was a kid in the South, but we had these ice cream makers. And you put, it was like a bucket inside of a bucket, and on the outer bucket, you put in a bunch of ice cubes and a bunch of rock salt.
Bucketception.
Yeah, and then you put Buckception. And then you put, that's like some Chuck Tingle shit. And then you put, hold on, let me adjust my hat. No, fuck this shit. She's got me laughing already. I'm gonna fucking go all Willy Wonka on this shit, all right? So,
oh my God.
So funny. So fucking funny. See, she wants to start laughing and shit, man. She doesn't understand how serious this shit is, all right?
It's clearly very serious.
Yeah. So, you put the ice and the rock salt in between the little bucket and the big bucket. Sometimes the shit was all fucking fancy, you know what I mean? The way it would all come apart. And then you put your ice cream mix, which is basically cream, milk, eggs, a bunch of sugar, vanilla, whatever, chocolate or whatever, and fruit. And then you put a paddle in there, and you had this big electric motor you put on top of it, and you plugged it in, and it churned it. Probably about, I guess, about 15, 20 minutes later, it turned into ice cream. That shit was fucking good. All right.
Yeah.
Now, if you thought you were saving money making this ice cream, no. That shit cost about twice what it would take to get it from a big creamery, you know, or just buy it pre-made, you know. But you could make some bizarre-ass flavors, like orange ice cream. Not orange sherbet. Orange ice cream.
Yeah, which is kind of a different thing.
Yeah, totally. And it's good. All right. So, and you could make peanut butter ice cream, which I imagine Sandra would be all about that shit. Peanut butter ice cream, for real good. So you could make all kinds of crazy flavors of ice cream. One of the ones that you could do, though, and that's what we're going to talk about here, is instead of making that damn ice cream mix, you know what I mean? Of all the cream, you could just pour eggnog in it, in the machine, and run it, and that would turn into ice cream, eggnog ice cream.
Yeah, well, there you go, because all the stuff's already
in there. Right. Well, you can even eliminate that machine. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. You don't really need that machine. You could put a small bowl inside of a bigger bowl and then use an electric mixer, okay, like, with the egg beater on, you know, and that would turn into ice cream also. But I'll take it even one step simpler than that. You can take a 1-quart plastic Ziploc bag, a good one, and pour eggnog into it. Get all the air out of it, so you just got a little bag of eggnog, and throw that into a 1-gallon Ziploc bag. And in that bag, you put about 3 cups of damn ice and some rock salt, and just shake it. About 15 minutes later, maybe 20 minutes later, probably about 15 minutes, it will start to turn into ice cream. And you pull that little bag out, and cut the corner off of it, squeeze it out like a pastry bag into bowls, and you'd have some soft serve.
Yeah, it's like soft serve.
Soft serve eggnog ice cream. Now, some of you people in other countries are probably, what the fuck is eggnog? Eggnog's a holiday drink we would drink, and sometimes you'd put rum in it or bourbon, you could just drink it straight. And how to make that shit, it's easy, but boy, it's not healthy at all. It's 1 cup of, in general, you can alter, you can change the ratios a little bit. In general, for every 1 cup of milk, there's also 1 whole egg in it.
Yeah.
And about 1/4 cup of sugar, a little bit of vanilla, and a little bit of vanilla extract, and a little bit of nutmeg. And then all you do is just mix it. Yeah, mix.
I like your gestures.
Yeah. And it'll turn into a yellowish kind of thick sweet drink, tastes like melted ice cream with nutmeg in it. It's fucking good. Well, that's the basis for ice cream. You know what I mean? Eggs, milk, sugar. Now, there's an even easier way to do it in that bag. You can just use about a cup. You can just use about a cup of half and half. You don't need the eggs. Put some granulated sugar in it and a little bit of vanilla extract or chocolate syrup in it, and put that in a Ziploc bag and shake it. And that would turn into ice cream, too. But it would be kind of like a, kind of taste kind of like a low-fat ice cream. You know what I mean? Because it doesn't have the eggs.
And no one likes that.
Eggs give it the stretchiness.
Yeah.
You know, and that richness. So, do you have an actual vanilla ice cream recipe over there?
I have an eggnog ice cream recipe.
Okay, go ahead. What is it
saying? And I'm imagining that's the same. But this is what it's telling you to do.
Okay.
It says 2 cups heavy cream, 10 ounces sweetened condensed milk.
Oh, okay. All right. So, they're going to go that way.
2 cups of eggnog.
Okay.
3/4 teaspoon cinnamon.
So he put eggnog. So he's got eggnog in it.
Yeah.
So he's enriched eggnog with condensed milk
like
and cream.
Nogging the fuck.
So he's
out
nogging
of this.
That the fuck out. Okay. All right.
Yeah. 3/4 teaspoon of cinnamon.
Okay.
And 3/4 teaspoon of nutmeg.
Okay.
And bourbon whiskey or brandy, okay, so if you want.
So he's got alcohol in it.
Yeah. Well, it's optional.
Yeah.
And he's putting it, he's doing it without a machine too.
Yeah.
He's putting in a big mixing bowl or a stand mixer.
Yeah.
And then you beat the cream until you get stiff peaks.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds dirty.
Yeah.
Then you blend in.
Make them peaks stiff. Both the one on the right and the left. Go ahead. I just had to come up.
Okay. Yeah. Then you blend in the condensed milk, the eggnog, the cinnamon, and the nutmeg. Then you can put in the liquor if you want it.
Yeah.
And then you basically pour it into like a big bread loaf pan or a freezer safe dish, and you freeze it for about 4 hours.
Okay.
And then you got your eggnog ice cream.
Okay.
So basically, like I said, you don't really need the ice cream maker. Mm-mm. I don't know where people got the idea that you had to have that. Because
they sold them.
Well, yeah. I mean, and we made ice cream in those before, and it was like really cool and everything. But it's like you can easily, like you said, you can just make it in like a bag or in a stand mixer.
Or in two bowls
or whatever. Yeah. And you just kind of put it in a big metal loaf pan and stick it in the freezer.
Yeah. If you've got big mixing bowls, like I got a whole set of those metal mixing bowls. Like if you had an extra, I got like a fucking big extra large one, and I also got a smaller size that'll fit in that. That's all you'd need.
Yeah.
You could just line it with rock salt and ice, put the little bowl in there, pour your ice cream mixture in there, and just hit it with a machine. And then you're going to use a damn spatula to get it all out of there. Or you can and put it into another container, like a little bucket with a lid or, you know, or something, put it in the freezer, you know, like Tupperware. With a lid, something like that.
And they also have a thing, this other article I saw that said you can also make it in like a mason jar.
Yeah.
If you wanted to.
Yeah, that sounds that. That
it's
sounds
the same right. kind of thing. It's same the same principle as the bag. You just put everything in the jar and shake
just
it all
shake
up.
It. Right.
And then you freeze it for about two hours. So it's the same kind of shit.
Yeah, some restaurants, some of these French restaurants were doing that same basic thing. Instead of using rock salt and everything, they're using the dry ice because that's pretty cold too.
Yeah.
That's another way to do it.
Yeah, that's right. If you, you know.
Using dry ice, and it happens a little bit faster, and then you shake it, and then you take the little jar out of the dry ice bucket. And evidently, that dry ice will last a long time, and you can make single servings of ice cream. Now, in some of these recipes, just in a general, in general, they're adding sugar because they're talking about vanilla. If you're going to add a chocolate that already has a bunch of sugar in there, you might want to back off on the damn sugar because it's going to be in the chocolate. And by the same token, same thing with these fruits. A lot of times in a kitchen, somebody's just taking frozen, like I do it all the time, they'll take some frozen berries and pour sugar on them and put them in a container and just shake it and let it sit. And it'll kind of cure and turn into ice cream topping.
Yeah,
with the syrup and everything. Now, when you do that, it's sugar in there and a couple splashes of lemon juice. That lemon juice will bring the tart out. It'll be sweet, but it'll be tart, like sweet tart.
Yeah,
you want both, and you can adjust it to taste. But really, it's hard to over tarten things like berries. Well, sometimes that's kind of been done. Well, now I guess. Sometimes that's already been done in like canned versions of berries, like in the pie fillings and stuff. okay, like blackberry pie filling or raspberry pie filling, shit like that, it probably already has a tartening agent like lemon. It's already got sugar in it. You could just add that right into that cream and make ice cream directly with that.
Yeah, that's right. I never thought of that. Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah. And it's the same thing with like canned peaches. That makes real good ice cream.
That's what my grandma always used to make in the ice cream maker. She always made peach ice cream. Because it was kind of hard to get back then. Like, they only had it in the summertime.
Yeah, so, you know, the South was really big on canned peaches and just having peaches around. Peaches were a Southern thing. And if you're going to make ice cream, you have peaches. Might as well put the peaches in it.
Yeah.
It comes out great. It comes out real good. Well, inside that can, it's going to have some syrup. And you might want to cut back on some of the sugar in the recipe because you're going to add some or all of that damn peach juice in there because it's got that peach flavor and it's already got sugar in it, okay? And that'll be part of the ice cream too, but you have to know what you're doing. It might, the first couple times you make this, you may not get it exactly right. Might be too much liquid in it or something, but you will be able to figure out how to make decent ice creams of the consistency you want out of the things that you have. It just might take a couple times to get it right. If I were going to use canned peaches and some of the syrup that came out of the canned peaches, I'd add lemon to it. I'd make it a little bit tart because there's already going to be sugar and cream in there and everything, and you're going to want that lemon flavor to pop, you know. You don't want it to be sickly sweet. You want it to have kind of a tart fruit flavor kind of come out of it. So, and that's always lemon, always.
Yeah.
And I would do that for apples too. You could probably make an apple ice cream be really good.
Well, I wonder why you don't really see apple ice cream.
You would think.
I mean, apple doesn't have a super super strong flavor. Maybe that's why.
Well, what I would do is I'd try something kind of like apple pie filling.
Yeah.
All right. So now that comes in a damn can.
Because they eat vanilla ice cream on apple pie, and it's like, that's a good combo.
And it's got the cinnamon in it and the sugar already. Yeah. Maybe add a little bit of lemon juice to that can and stir it a little bit and then pour it in there. Pour it into vanilla ice cream.
Yeah, that might be good, actually.
You may not even actually have to add the vanilla. There may be enough flavor in that can of apple pie filling to make that taste like apple ice cream.
Yeah,
you may not need vanilla.
Yeah, it might not.
You just have to see it.
Now that I'm thinking about it.
That's what I'm saying. You got to be creative with this shit. Think it out.
I mean, you can ice cream pretty much anything.
You can ice cream anything.
Because, you know, it's such a blank slate. I was thinking, maybe now that I'm thinking about it, I don't think I've ever seen an apple ice cream.
No.
But I think I have seen, like, a special edition apple pie ice cream.
Because they're thinking the same thing I was thinking.
Cinnamon. It had, like, bits of crust in it.
It's because they're thinking the same thing I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I'm like Lex Luthor with this. Otisville. I'm a fucking over in Otisville, Mr. Luthor.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. How you doing, Mr. Luthor? Duh.
And I've seen, also, I think I've seen a key lime pie ice cream as well.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure that's really, easy. That's really good.
And I'm trying to think, you know what I think would be good for these single serving or small serving ice creams would be like a can of them damn mandarin oranges.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with the little mandarin. Maybe break them up a little bit and put them in there.
Yeah, that'd probably
along with that juice. That'd probably be really good.
Because you really like fruit ice creams.
I like fruit, yeah.
We talk about this a lot because he really likes fruit ice cream. Yeah. And he really likes fruit candy.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff. And I'm kind of more like a chocolate and nut kind of person.
That's a lot easier for ice cream, you know, to do that. Just add chocolate syrup to it.
Yeah.
Don't put...
Or coffee. I would like to actually make some coffee ice cream.
Well, with coffee ice cream, I would make vanilla ice cream and then just add like Folgers instant coffee crystals to it.
Well, yeah, that's what I was thinking about doing.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I mean, I'd probably break it down in a little bit of water first, a couple of tablespoons of water, and turn it into like a real dark black slurry and pour that in there.
Yeah, imagine and mix that's pretty
it.
Good.
Yeah, until you get the color right. You don't want it to be too dark. Although real strong might be good.
Yeah, usually when you buy, and I really like the commercially available coffee ice creams, like Blue Bunny and all that.
Yeah.
And those are kind of, they're not super dark. Usually those have like little chocolate chunks in there, which is also nice.
Yeah.
I like that. That's probably, it's not my favorite flavor. I think my favorite flavor is probably mint chocolate chip.
Yeah. But if you were going to make that vanilla ice cream in a bag, you could make it as regular vanilla ice cream, take a Snicker bar and break that up into chunks and throw that in there and shake it. You'd have a Snickers ice cream. And you could make that, you know, make it a serving for two, you know, or a serving for one. It doesn't take that long. Just a little bit of planning and you have to have the ingredients. And if you're making it that way, you might come ahead in terms of money. If it's just half and half, instead of the cream and the milk, just use half and half. And you could probably omit the eggs and just put the sugar and candy in it. That would be like a really bare bones version of it, because I've seen very stripped down versions that of homemade ice cream done in the bag. And that would only be a few cents, really. The biggest expense would be the candy bar.
That's true.
So I'm just thinking it from the economical standpoint. It's hard to beat a $3 damn gallon of ice cream. That's pretty damn cheap. And there's a lot of $3 gallons of ice cream out there, $4 gallon of ice cream, and the flavors are fucking good. What is it? A gallon of fucking Publix ice cream is what?
Is it a gallon or a pint? I can't remember. No, it's a gallon.
It's a gallon.
They usually do, if you go to Publix, they usually have two for $7, so they're $3.50 each.
And
they have like a fuck ton of flavors, and they're all really good.
Real good. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I really like.
If you were
brands.
Sourcing eggs in big crates like we buy them from Publix, not Publix, what do you call it? Sam's, where you get a big case, you could probably get the price down to about that.
Because we use a lot of eggs.
Yeah, I use a lot of eggs. And you're buying sugar in bulk. You could probably you can get cream in bulk too from Sam's.
Yeah.
Big 1/2 gallon things of cream. You could probably. Or you could, like I said, instead of using cream and milk, just getting half and half. Sometimes you can find that for a good price. You might be able to get it down a little bit underneath $3 a gallon, maybe. Depending on what you were making.
Yeah, as long as you weren't making anything that was like super fancy or complicated, like fillings-wise.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know.
It's hard to say. How much is a damn gallon of... How much would a gallon of fucking half and half be? It can't be. Because I think, a gallon and a half and half would probably be about.
Like I said,
$6.
Maybe like big companies that make it are, you know, that's economies of scale. If you're just kind of making it at home. Yeah, I mean, it's good when it's made at home, but.
Well, what's good is if you just want some ice cream right away and you're just going to make a bowl.
Yeah.
You can make it that way. If you have the rock salt and the ice.
If you already have all the shit.
You can make it real quick.
But like I said, it's, I'm kind of more into. I like some fruit flavored ice creams. Like I like. Man, that Memories of India, that restaurant we go to, they make the fucking best mango fucking ice cream.
Yeah.
And they make it there in-house, they told us. And that's good. And I don't even like mangoes, but that ice cream's delicious.
They're probably, by the texture and everything, they're probably using that most dumbed down version, where it's just half and half.
Yeah.
Half and half sugar and some kind of fruit. Shake it. That's probably all
and
it is.
And it's super, super smooth. And it's really, really nicely blended. Yeah. Like, it's not like weird.
It might have an egg in it. You're right, because it does seem to kind of stretch a little bit, doesn't
it? Yeah.
It might have a little bit of eggs in it.
If you see, like, on those cooking competition shows, they have that ice cream maker thing that's, like, built into the wall. You just make your mixture and you pour it in there, and then, like, a few minutes later it comes out. I don't know if that's, like, got liquid nitrogen in it or something.
Yeah.
Because it seems like it does it pretty quick. And, you know, and I've seen them on there making ice cream with liquid nitrogen, too. Like, if they were trying to make ice cream and they were, like, running out of time. So, like, they do it. It doesn't always work, but because you have to kind of be careful with it.
Yeah.
Thoughts on moose tracks. I actually really like tracks. I like ice creams that have, like, chunks of nuts or chunks of chocolate in it. So I like, you know what I mean? I like chunky ice cream. I like butter pecan. Like I said, I like mint chocolate chip. I like coffee with chocolate chips in it. That one that's, like, vanilla or mint ice cream that has fucking crumbled up Thin Mint Girl Scout cookies in it. That's fantastic. I love that shit.
Granthus Hammer said some funny shit. He saw a Southern bumper sticker one time in North Carolina, and it said, "Give a Yankee directions, point him north."
I saw that like when my grandpa was still alive.
Point that bitch north.
That was like all time ago. It's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Billy Idol said on an episode of Viva La Bam that his diet that kept him thin was strawberry Haagen-Dazs and Heineken beer.
Yeah. He didn't mention cocaine, though.
Well, yeah, I was like, I'm sure that helped.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if all you had was ice cream and beer, and that was like you just ate that every day, and that was all you had, yeah, I can see staying thin on that. But yeah, I'm sure the cocaine probably
helped. And heroin, I'm sure it helped.
Yeah. Yeah, Zach says, mint chocolate chip ice cream with some scoops of peanut butter go beautifully together. Oh, yeah, I agree with that. I liked, and we like to, sometimes if you just have vanilla ice cream, I like to, like, melt a little bit of peanut butter and, like, pour it on there like a peanut butter sauce.
Yeah, we're talking about peanut butter ice cream. You could probably use whole peanut butter out of a jar, but nowadays if you go to, like, Walmart, you'll find big, I have some, big plastic jars of powdered peanut butter. It's a powder. You could add water to it and it'll become peanut butter, or you could, I put it in like protein shakes as a flavoring, really good. You could probably use that damn powder in an ice cream.
Yeah, that might work better,
because
actually.
It would be easier to mix.
Yeah.
It would blend in there a lot more evenly. That's what I would use, a couple tablespoons of that peanut butter powder.
I kind of feel like if you're going to go that route, then I would like some crunched up peanuts in there too. Because like I said,
yeah, crunch up some peanuts
because I like chunky.
Yeah,
like I said, if we don't buy ice cream that often, but I mean sometimes if we just have vanilla, then I like to put stuff in it. I like to put slivered almonds or like I said, a little bit of peanut butter or some chocolate chips or whatever we have. Like if we have anything in the house, we almost always have nuts because we buy like big bags of.
I got nuts wherever I go.
I was waiting. I said, I left that opening. Let's see.
You see how fast I am? It's just instinctive.
Well, as soon as I said it, I was like, oh, that's, I left an opening there. But yeah, so we always have, we get those big bags of like walnuts and almonds and stuff like that from Sam. So we always have nuts, and that's kind of like my favorite thing to put on ice cream. Because that, like I said, I don't like it. It's, I'll eat it just plain, but I would rather there be like... some chunks in there. Same with candy bars.
You could always go down and through the produce section and see if they got fresh strawberries, even just the frozen strawberries. Throw sugar on them, a little bit of lemon, and just let them turn into that strawberry glaze. I always have some strawberry like that in there for when I'm making strawberry shortcake. If I want to make shortcake, I'll do that. I got berries in there now, but
yeah, because you made berry shortcake just a couple days ago.
Yeah, but just that strawberry topping could just go right into that vanilla ice cream mix and just shake that in a bag. That'd be really good. I'm shaking that shit that way. It's the shake. It's in the wrist.
It's like that shake weight.
Yeah. I don't understand how motherfuckers got big. I can imagine Seagal buying that. You know, if I buy that thing and I just sit there and just do this, I'll get big forearms.
And just then, the one forearm.
Yeah.
We'll get big.
So he's doing that, you know what I mean? And he's watching television. And he goes, hey, baby, come over here. Here, you do it. So he's got her. Yeah, seems to be working.
Oh, my God.
It's funny. Well, doesn't that seem like something Seagal might try to rationalize?
Yes.
You get the women to do your exercises for you?
Well, yeah.
That's like something he would, I'm getting tired. Come here, baby, you do this.
Like, yeah, I'm feeling the burn. She's over there.
Feeling the burn, yeah, feeling the burn. Keep going. Fuck the cigar.
Well, like you said, he gets other people to walk up and down the steps. And it's like, you know.
Yeah. Cut. Bring in the double. Stare double. Fucking, and they got another dude that's about his size, but just a little bit smaller going up and down. It's like, have him going up and down. I don't want him to see my fat ass going up and down the stairs. I don't get paid to go up and downstairs. These are my movies.
It's above his pay grade.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So funny. All his new shit. Every time they shoot him, it's just from the chin up. They have to have some kind of dead excuse to have his body covered up.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Pretty soon, it's just going to be his head on like a big pin cushion or something.
Pretty
like
soon,
that.
It'll just be a CG version of him. And he does the voiceover. No, he hires somebody else to do the voiceover because in some of his movies, it's not even his voice.
Yeah.
He's got a stunt double for his voice. Hurt my throat. You gotta... Look, man, fucking, this is supposed to be a show about making ice cream, and I'm getting all fucking Steven Seagal again.
But well, what else is new?
Should we go ahead and fucking wrap it up?
Camp Guy said Crepe Suzette with cream and strawberries. God damn it. Yeah. I haven't had that in a long time.
Yeah.
When I was in St. Augustine, there was a crepe restaurant there, and I really, really wanted to try it, but I just didn't get... Yeah. I just didn't have time. So next time I go, I'm definitely going to try
you could
it.
Because
I fucking love crepes.
You could say, fuck all that fresh shit and just make pancakes and do the exact same thing. Just make a thinner pancake.
Well, I do
spread
even...
Spread it out a little bit thinner.
When I make pancakes, I make them... Real like, I thin. Put more milk in them than the recipe calls for, because I like them thin. I don't like They'll this big, out. Fluffy, dense...
Yeah.
I don't like this big fluffy dense pancake.
I like them.
I mean, I'll eat them, but it's like it's not my favorite. I'd rather have I'd rather have kind of thin, crispy ones, like more like a crepe.
Yeah, it's easy. You just thin it out with more
like,
water. If
like
it's
I
mixed.
Said, that's how I usually make them. I used to make like a low fat version, like with skim milk, but I'd put like more skim milk in there than it asked for, and then I'd like put
that's
spray.
Probably what
on
they're
it.
Doing in France. But is the pancake mix? Yeah. Well, twice the water, twice the
well,
water.
Well, like I said, it would be a lot easier.
Yeah.
When I was in high school or junior high or whenever I took home ec, we actually made crepes, and they actually had crepe makers in the class, like the, you know, the little hot thing that you turn, it's a thing like that. It's like, man, that was a bitch to get the hang of. But we figured it out. Yeah, Zach said waffles and ice cream. Yeah, I used to get like those Eggo waffles and you toast them and then you put like some ice cream on top of it and like make a little sandwich, like with the Eggo, like warm Eggo waffles with ice cream in the middle. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, we used to do that when we were kids. That's fucking delicious. I didn't put like syrup on it or nothing because I'm not that crazy.
Yeah, I wanted to mention whipped cream in case any of you losers don't know how to make that. You just get some fucking cream. You can add a little bit of sugar to it if you want to. You don't have to, but you can add a little bit of sugar to it and dissolve it. Put it in a bowl and just take it with a high-speed mixer and eventually it'll turn into whipped cream. And when it does, stop it.
Stop it.
As soon as it becomes fucking whipped cream, stop. Don't try to get fucking fancy. All right. You keep fucking whipping it, it'll go boom and turn right into butter. And if there's sugar in it, you can't use it.
Sugary butter. That might be okay.
Maybe for some things.
For waffles and stuff.
Yeah.
That'd probably be good.
Probably
like
be all right.
Sweet butter.
Yeah. I wouldn't put it on a baked potato, though.
Yeah, that might be a little weird.
Yeah, and then you just fucking lost all your fucking cream. So, but, it's easy to do. You don't even need electric mixers. Some people can do it with a whisk, but it'll fuck your wrist up.
Well, it's like the shake weight. That's how you get your exercise. You know.
They used to make it by hand back in the old days before electricity.
Yeah, and they liked it. They didn't complain about it. Nowadays, you fucking losers with your everything machinery.
All the feminine-ass fucking electronic machinery.
Doing everything. I totally just said machinery-rated.
Yeah, the machinery. What she's laughing at is my dad. One time I was visiting my dad. I was in my 20s at that time. You know, I was back from the Army. He's going, where'd it go? He says, where'd what go? My ear-digging machine. I said, ear-digging machines? Yeah, my ear-digging mechanism. So I was fucking picturing, like, something like, you know, like an electric toothbrush, you know what I mean? But picked yours. And he goes, there it is. And he pulled it out, and it was a fucking bobby pin. And he's going, there it is. I said, that's the ear-digging machine? He goes, yeah.
That's ear-digging.
Yeah, and he's in there digging his ear, and his eyes are fucking rolling down like he's asleep. Yeah. Says, that's not a fucking machine. He goes, yeah, it is. So we started arguing over it. I said, a machine's got to have moving parts. It is moving.
Just my hands got to make
it
move,
is
but
moving.
It's still moving.
Yeah. My dad's fucking trip.
He's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about that last night because I can't remember how we got on that topic. Because
I saw a tampon insertion machine.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Because we're outside the club, like waiting to get in.
I immediately talked about it in my dad's terminologies. Just stay away from that. That's a tampon insertion machine.
Yeah.
Without even thinking, I said it.
He's like, wait, what are those really called?
Yeah. What's that really called?
It's called an applicator.
Yeah.
I know it was. I don't think it was used. I think it
was
like
it was fresh.
The tampon was still in the
applicator. And I tried to kick it. I tried to kick it out of the way in front of the door, and it fucking hit our little fucking friend in her fucking high heel shoes.
I was like, "Good job, Tom."
So watch out.
Here comes the tampon insertion machine.
They put the dick on me last night. I was at the fucking bar. I was talking to the vegan black metal chef, and I hear some people giggling and laughing. I look over my shoulder, and they fucking took a towel and had it all wrapped up and folded. It looked like a dick on my shoulder. It fucking fell. I got it on video.
That's one of Dimitri's great talents.
Yeah, yeah.
He
the knows DJ
that he
did
can
that.
Take a bar towel and fold it so
and
it
turn
looks
it into
just
a,
like
dick.
A dick.
So
well, the funny thing about it was that he was over there folding because he fucked it up the first time.
Yeah.
And because I was watching him like snickering, yeah. And then like so then finally he did it and he laid it on your shoulder.
Yeah.
And you didn't realize it for a really long time. And
yeah,
I'm sitting there going.
Yeah.
There's no way that he doesn't know that there's like a big dick on his shoulder, but so we were all like fucking cracking up because he didn't notice.
I didn't notice. Yeah, I got it on video. Fucking.
Oh, did you? I didn't know you videotaped it.
Little Swole video.
Oh, little Swole videotaped it.
Oh, shit. I turned off my fucking towel. Hold on.
That wasn't like the best towel dick that Dimitri ever made, but it's pretty good.
See, they got a damn dick on my shoulder.
Oh, that's
I'm
right,
talking
no.
to vegan black girl, chef, yelling. I'm in full leather daddy mode at the club. I'm fucking yelling. I'm talking about making pizza right there. And then I turn around, something's on my shoulder. See, something's on my shoulder. And I look over, and the shit falls off. And they were fucking laughing at me. Okay? That's how they did it.
I couldn't believe that was on there for that long.
Motherfuckers put the dick on me. I didn't even know it.
Like, Matt was just there with the fucking
I was like, what the fuck is that?
See, that was a long time.
So, yeah, I didn't know about it. So, I looked down and saw that shit, and they were fucking laughing. So I reached down there and got it and opened my fly and stuffed it in there so it was hanging out on top of it. Because I'm never going to let this bitch just win. So I just walked around with that shit hanging out of my fucking fly. Like, that shit was like that big, you know. Actual size. That's a close representation. So I'm fucking like that, you know what I mean? And I was talking shit to people, forgot I had it. And a group of hot chicks walked around the bar and suddenly went, they were shocked. And I was, and I fucking pulled that shit. I don't care. No, 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 shit.
And that was like, that was really early in the night, so we hadn't even really, I think we were just on our first drinks.
Yeah.
So it wasn't even.
I don't give a fuck.
That was like sober shenanigans.
Yeah.
Oh my God. No. Yeah, I can't, guys. So there's a whole towel folding thing at Disney Resorts hotels. Yeah, I kind of feel like fancier hotels have a whole.
Yeah.
Towel folding thing. I don't know if they're going to fold them to look like dicks. I guess they would if they didn't like you. They're just like, leave a dick. And if you're like an asshole to them, they'll just fold it like a dick and leave it in the middle of your bed. Alongside a tampon insertion machine.
Zachary, he wants to hear my dad's real voice. I'd have just called him and put him on the phone. He was, last time I talked to him for Father's Day.
Yeah, a couple days
ago. And he fully has, he's like... Yeah, that was back when I used to put the chicken with the turkey necks and everything. That was back in that time. And I said, yeah, that was some weird shit. He goes, I fully believed it at the time.
Turkey necks.
That was on that trip. You know, that was the trip I was on. That's what he said.
That was the trip I was on.
Yeah, yeah.
Back in those days when I thought I was full of turkey necks.
Turkey necks. And he got abducted by a cult that had abducted him. This is fucking weird shit. He was tripping.
Well, you know, anesthetics are a hell of a drug, I guess. Oh my God.
Well, I'm about tired. I'm about worn out.
I know. I'm like fucking exhausted. Tired. Yeah, we just like, we didn't leave the club that late last night, but we drank a lot and we had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I think I remember you guys ate pizza, and then I was just kind of like, I didn't really want pizza. But then, like, when we were getting home, I was like, nah, shit, man, I want a quarter pounder. So I made him go to McDonald's and give me a quarter pounder.
I don't know what these people are talking about. What are you talking about? No need for me? What?
Oh, I guess he just got...
Oh, the replica shirt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Actually, Jenny lifted the design, didn't you? That was just the one that was out there in the Phantosphere for that.
I think.
It?
Oh, or it was a variation of one that
variation.
Was. But I just, like, remade it.
You just kind of remade it, yeah.
I got to make him some more shirts too. I got like the pink ones and I got the cat and the dog and I think there's one more size I'm waiting on.
Right. We're going to run a little small batch for some people who needed some stuff and some private orders. We're going to do it by the end of the month. We're going to get them out by the end of the month.
Yeah, should be. Because it's not very many.
No, it's, we're talking it's only, about, it's like under 10.
Yeah.
I think or under 15.
Yeah, it might only be like 10 shirts or something like that. All right, yeah, I really have to go take a nap. Well, actually, I can't take a nap yet, but I'm going to go get some coffee and stay awake, and then I'll take a nap.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's Tuesday, so tomorrow is Sidetracked.
Yeah, okay.
So we'll be...
Damn, we got to drink again. Fuck. This is a heavy week.
Our little livers are like... Yeah, because we went out Saturday night, and we went out last night.
Yeah.
And
every other day, it's just like... But that's just because certain shit aligned.
Yeah.
It's just an alignment of the planets.
An alignment of the alcoholic planets. That's how that worked. Yeah, we'll... I'll try not to drink too much tomorrow. Well, I'm definitely not going to drink tonight because...
I ordered this big-ass fucking water filter from Brazil, like the kind I grew up with when I was living in Brazil. It's called a São João, or a St. John. All right. São João is a company that makes it. And it's made out of clay. All right. And it's got a bottom jug with a spigot made out of clay, and then it's got a top jug with a valve control in the bottom of the top jug, and then it's got a lid, and in that top jug it's got a filter that screws in there, and it's got all these rubber gaskets, and that filter looks like just a solid piece of damn white porcelain. I don't know how it works, man, but it works great. You could put dirty water in the top, and it just somehow goes through that piece of porcelain. It's like a porcelain cylinder. You don't see any holes in it or anything. It looks like it's high gloss. Somehow water goes through there, and when it comes out the other end, it just drips. So it'll hold like 3 gallons in the top and 3 gallons in the bottom. And as you're taking it out of the bottom, it's hitting the valve and allowing the dirty water in the top to go through the filter. It's expensive, man. They don't make anything like that here. But the water goes through the clay, and it stays wet on the outside. So it's always cool, even at room temperature.
And it's magic.
Yeah. Does it through, and they use them in Brazil because you can't drink tap water there.
Yeah.
But it doesn't filter very fast, but it can filter a lot of it. You're not watching it all the time. So you always have like on hand like 3 gallons of this water. And it fucking tastes really good. It tastes like mineral water, like it came out of a damn spring.
Yeah.
Yeah, it tastes really good.
Yeah, it does take a long time, but yeah. But we have a Brita we have pitcher as well, and we have the filter thing in the freezer door.
Right, but you know, because this is hurricane area and everything, I want to have the ability to fucking purify water, you know, in pretty big scales if I have to, you know, because we got ponds right here. If we ever lose power and the pumps to the water supply goes, which that happens here. I can go down there with a bucket and get some water, pond water, and pour it in there.
Get all the tadpoles out of it.
All the tadpoles out of it. Fucking run it through a strainer, and it'd come out like fresh spring water. It might taste a little bit like alligators, but no, it would. It would.
Yeah. This shit. Water tastes like alligators.
Yeah.
Of all the sentences I never thought I'd say out loud.
Well, they're pissing in there, and they're fucking in there, so you know... You know it's going to taste bad. It's going to have some kind of body fluid fucking taste. For damn.
Well, like alligators. I said, there's not really much you can do about because, you know, and you got to drink water, and fish fuck in it.
Yeah, they fuck in it.
So, what are you going to... Well, I guess technically fish don't really fuck in it.
All right.
Actually, it's worse than that because most of the time they just lay eggs and then the other fish comes and sprays jizz all over the eggs.
Yeah. Gramps would want to know how much it costs. That's because he's a cop and he prepares for the fucking inevitable also. The problem with it wasn't the cost of the filter. The filter itself wasn't that much. It was, after all the conversions, it was, you know, probably about $50-$60. The problem was the shipping. It's fragile, and it came all the way from Brazil. And shipping was almost $100.
Still, though, that's not that bad for as big as it is.
Yeah.
And as fancy as it is.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not... I thought you were going to say it maybe was like $300 or something.
Maybe, somebody sent it. Got a super chat from No Need For Me Too, $5 super chat.
Oh, awesome.
Just showing some love. Kind of
slow at the moment, but love the shows I miss. Yeah. Too much going on to share.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Maybe when I get a chance, I'll post I'll post a link to that water filter.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty handy.
Yeah.
Maybe. Like I said, I grew up just drinking water out of the tap, so it's like it doesn't really bother me that much.
Although, like to cook with that kind of water.
It depends on like where you're at, because most of the time the water tastes fine, but it's like I lived in one place where the water tasted not bad, but it just tasted like grass.
Yeah, people are moving up here, a lot of them from New York, you know. They're building these fucking huge apartments. We passed them yesterday. They're just fucking downtown. They're building these bam concentration camp style fucking apartments. They're spending a lot of money, and why the fuck do you want to live in that? You move away from New York to come to Florida, and you want to live in that? Why'd you just stay in New York? You know what I mean? But for the amount of money that they're fucking spending, it just doesn't make sense to me. But
well, some people don't like to live. They don't like to live in a house because a house is a lot of maintenance. Yeah. You have to do the lawn. You have to do all this. And doing the lawn in Florida is a pain in the ass. I can see like wanting to live near downtown because everything's close by, so you can walk places.
I believe in spreading the fuck out.
I know, but I'm just saying some people don't like that. Don't like to do that. Yeah. I don't particularly like to have to do yard work. That's why we have a lawn service.
Yeah, we got dudes to do that. Don't have to worry about it.
But I do like being really close to everything not having to like drive places.
Being that's in that really damn awesome. Cracker Box though probably costs more than what we're paying here, and that includes all
the. Well, I'm sure it is because it's right in downtown.
Right. Yeah.
I mean that was, but like I was telling Tiff, the bartender last night, I said I think that was my favorite thing about my vacation at St. Augustine was that I could walk everywhere.
Yeah.
I got there, I parked the car, and I didn't drive the car.
I'm in downtown mentality that never, you know, I lived like that in Boston. It just never really fucking, I never really gave a shit.
Like I said, I like it. I like being like within walking distance of a bunch of stuff.
I kind
of
like to be away from these motherfuckers. And then you drive to it when you want it. You know what I mean? You can go there if you want to, and then you can get away from it. You know?
Yeah.
That's I like both. Yeah, I get it. But what was I talking about? I don't know how that shit happened. Oh, just saying that they're building... the water... what I was saying was, I said that people moving here from New York... And I'll see them commenting like on YouTube videos about Florida, and they moved here and they fucking have total misunderstanding of the Florida and South. They go, the water is so bad here, and I'm like, what the fuck are they talking about? And some of these counties, somewhere like places out in Eustis, they got hard water. That's probably what they're fucking talking about.
Maybe because even here we have hard water because it turns our shower orange.
Yeah, and you gotta wash it out.
You have to clean the shower, like bleach the shower out all the time because it just turns the whole bottom of the shower and the wall orange.
And the concept of
iron.
And I guess the concept of filtering your water before you drink it is an alien concept to somebody in New York. Although I wouldn't fucking trust water coming out of the tap in New York City. Fuck no.
I think I drank when I was up there. I drank. Shit. Well, I just, you know, it's like
I can imagine what the inside of those pipes look like. I've been down to that kind of shit before.
Well, you can. I mean, the thing though is that it's really cheap now. Like I said, you can get a Brita water pitcher, or you can get like a little filter that fits on your on your sink thing.
Most counties in Florida though have good taste in water though, from what I've seen.
I've only lived one place where the water tasted funny. It didn't taste bad necessarily, but it tasted like water. I said, it tasted like grass.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it tasted like it had been sitting in the grass where there was grass in the bottom. So not a terrible taste, but not, like, water.
And some people have wells where it's pumped. You know, out in the country, it's pumped directly out of the water table.
Well, my grandmother's house had a well for a long time.
So there's no water system.
And she was in Daytona Beach, or Holly Hill, more specifically.
Some people aren't even on a sewage system, per se. They just have a septic tank.
Yeah, that's what my grandmother's house always had. It might still have it. I'm not really sure.
And a lot of Mississippi was like that.
Yeah.
When I was a little kid, one of the first things that fucking they told me when I was a little kid, don't open those manhole covers. Every little house had a manhole cover in the back of it in the backyard. That's the septic tank. That's how you get into there. Because they do open it and they pour stuff down in there, bacteria and stuff to fucking eat everything up.
Yeah.
So you have to maintain them. But, you know, this idea that you have to be on some kind of city support grid, you don't have to. You just want to make sure that septic tank never leaks because you might be pumping water out of the same water table, and you don't want your septic tank to contaminate your damn water supply. So it's got to be sealed off. But I've fucking had water pumped right out of the ground with electric pumps. One barn that I used to work at did it, and that was in Eustis, and it was fucking great water right out of the water table. And in Mississippi, some of it just comes right out of the water. There's no water. Only the towns have a water department.
Yeah, well, you're out of town. That's what was so weird about where my grandmother lived, because it was like a residential neighborhood. It was built in the 50s, but she always had a septic tank. I guess because she was like, her address was Holly Hill, but I guess it was a little bit of land that was unincorporated. So she always had a septic tank. And like Grandpa's Hammer said, the tank has to get pumped every 5 years or so. Yeah, that sounds about right. They had to come and pump it. Like every, and then it would like stink up the whole neighborhood.
It probably depends on where you're at, though, Gramps. There's some of those Mississippi houses that had them. They never did that.
It depends on how big the
septic tank is, and how many people are living in that house. I do remember that they'd go back there with like a 50-pound bag of damn chemicals and I think it was enzymes and bacteria and stuff, and they'd pour that into that manhole cover every few years, and. It would eat all that stuff up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you didn't smell anything. I guess it just kept all the gases trapped.
I guess so.
Or it vented them so slowly. Maybe it vented them up through a charcoal filter or something. I don't know. You never smelled anything.
Interesting.
They knew how to make them. And they were old. That was shit from, like you said, the 50s.
Yeah, that's what hers was. Because the house was built in 58.
Yeah.
And hers was one of the first houses. It was like she lived on a corner, and it was her house, and there were the four other corners.
If you're in a place that has low population density, it doesn't economically make sense to fucking pipe that whole thing for sewage and pump it out to some treatment plant. Just treat it in place.
Well, I think that's why her house had that, because it was just kind of like, you know, everything built up around it, but when they moved there wasn't that much there.
Right, right. In the beginning, in the early days, it was real sparse population. It's not worth it to fucking run pipes out there to four houses.
Yeah, because that's all there was for a long time.
Look, we're getting off topic though. And what kind of ice cream show is this? We're talking about septic tanks.
Okay. I know. How does this happen?
It's me, man.
It is you. It is you.
I'm taking the blame for that shit.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Storm is coming.
Yeah, we got a storm coming.
I got a new damn generator that'll run this whole house and the central air and everything and all the refrigerators. I got that shit sitting up there in a down box, and I got to fucking break that motor in.
Yeah,
add
we'll
oil
see.
To it and get it all running.
I mean, we might have to use it if we get a hurricane this year.
You just roll the damn generator out there. It's on wheels. Plug it into the side of the house where the power box is. Fire that bitch up. It's push button. Start. And I'll sit back in here with fucking internet and AC and fucking refrigerators and shit. Watch all these fuckers suffer. I'll be like, suffer, bitch. Turn them lights off. Put like a fucking porch lights on. Totally normal. Yeah, just sitting back there.
You're just gonna do that
back
to
there
me
like that on the front porch, fucking smoking them herbal cigarettes like that. Fucking, how y'all doing?
Every single light staying in the house
cool?
on.
Yeah, staying cool. Hot out, isn't it? That's right, bitch.
You're a charmer, Tom.
I know, man. I don't understand it.
All right. You said it was going to be a short show because we're tired and it's almost an hour long.
Yeah.
But yeah, we better go because I think the power might start to flash in a minute because the storm's getting bad.
It's hard to say. Let me see what people are saying. See if they're fucking with me from okay.
Talking about
septic. Okay, go ahead. We can shut it down.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So thanks everybody for dropping by. Thank you, No Need For Me Too, for your super chat. And we will see you guys tomorrow at 5 p.m. EST for our drunken sidetrack show. So that's always fun. So have a good rest of your day, you guys. Bye. Oh,